It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is good to hear national elected leaders and the candidates for president discussing the importance of helping private sector businesses create more jobs in America. It is not yet clear the types of jobs they're focusing on, but I would like to recommend that they begin their efforts by working with the owners and investors of America's clothing industry with the goal of restoring the 20 million plus jobs that were lost to outsourcing in the clothing and textile industries over the years. I suggest that local and national political candidates show us their leadership abilities by organizing national as well as regional meetings with America's small, medium, and large clothing manufacturers to hear their suggestions on ways to expand the clothing industries on the shores of America. I'd also like to suggest that they make some decisions and set a timeline that would restore jobs here in the USA. Today, 90% of the clothing formerly made in the USA is made in foreign countries. It's really time for that statistic to be reversed, and time for local, state, and national candidates seeking your vote to not only talk about jobs, but demonstrate their ability to do something for the long-term benefit of the American people. By working together, elected officials and business leaders could help restore the balance we need between imported and domestic products in all American stores, and it's often stated that tax loopholes made it better for companies to outsource manufacturing, which in the end killed jobs and job skills here in the USA. So I'm suggesting that national leaders also work closely to close the loopholes for corporations that are manufacturing outside the USA and reduce the taxes for companies located in the USA that are maintaining or able to restore jobs on America's shores. To better understand why I'm promoting the Buy American Made campaign, I ask all of you to look at the tags on the clothing that you're wearing right now to see where the items were made. As you look at the labels, consider how much better America's economy would be if just the clothing industry was employing more Americans. This is Michael Blehosh, and I want to say thank you for your participation and for spreading the word to others. Tune in to American Workers Radio every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on 860 AM Radio, which is broadcasting in the Philadelphia tri-state area. Programs can also be heard live, or you can listen to rebroadcasts on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And by the way, my email link is located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com.